Clarence, is that you?
That's Herman.
Oh, that's Herman. Sounded like Clarence.
He can join in, I don't know, maybe as a chapter president.
Yeah.
I was going to ask Herman, maybe you can get Brenda on the line.
I have to go back inside the building, so just hold on here.
That
sounds just like Clarence. That
sounds just like him.
That's
why Clarence is there.
Yeah.
No.
Are you recording?
Jeff, how are you?
I don't think you need to record until...
He helps you with identifying the serial.
Oh, yeah. We'll do a roll.
Can I just not mess it up?
I had a question on 26.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't want to say anything off the record. It's on the record. I don't know that we're needing a form.
Yeah, I
have not heard from Gary. And Bruce not going to be here.
Okay, well, I can try to get him on the line.
I think he's got a smile on the wire. So I think so. Can you call Bruce?
I don't have 34.
I think. Well, Brenda said she was going to sit in for.
Yeah. My hair gets like that sometimes if I don't brush it out at night.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who joined?
Yeah, Brenda Brown here, from Anna Chapter.
Okay. And Herman's the chapter president, right?
Well.
Yeah, Brenda Brown's here from Anna Chapter, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can probably make it work.
Call on the line.
Herman Ford, if you're here with Brenda Brown.
My dad is right there, buddy.
Okay. I think we can get a quorum together here. So we'll go ahead and try and get started. Today is October 25th, 2016, approximately 1:40. This is the Navajo Revitalization Fund Board meeting. Let's do some quick introductions. My name is Keith Heaton. I'm chairman, representing the governor of the state of Utah.
Jeff Peterson, the fund manager.
Jennifer Domenici, support.
Brenda Brown, Anna Chapter.
We got Mari Bergman, the finance manager from the trust fund.
Melinda Blackhorse, project specialist, trust fund.
I'm in the final chapter president from Red Mesa Chapter.
Minnie John, chapter coordinator, Red Mesa Chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Benally, County Commissioner.
Have we missed anyone? Well, thank you, everyone. Question for Herman and Brenda. One of you will represent the chapters and one of you will represent the NUC. Can you tell me who's representing who?
Brenda's going to represent NUC and I will represent chapter.
Perfect. Thank you very much. The first order of business is the approval of the minutes from September 9th, 2016. There are some typographical corrections. With those, the chair would accept any other corrections or a motion for approval.
I so moved the approval agenda.
Of the minutes?
Minutes.
Thank you, Herman. We have a first. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion. This is Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Any discussion on the motion to approve the minutes? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
I think that was three ayes. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Fund report, Mr. Peterson.
If everybody turns to page 7, you can see the amount of uncommitted funds for Teeth and Red Mesa, and there are sufficient funds to cover projects for Teeth and Red Mesa. Does anybody have any questions on the fund report?
No.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. We appreciate everyone making time for today's meeting this afternoon. We had a couple of projects that didn't make it onto our meeting last month, so we wanted to hold a special meeting to get those projects approved because they were time sensitive. We'll start with the Teeth Nose Post projects. Do we have anyone on the line who can speak to those projects? If not, Jess Peterson, can you give us a brief overview?
Okay, on Teeth, we have housing for Herbert D. Jr., Herbert D. Sr., and Daisy Katie, as well as housing for Sylvia Zoni.
Jess, do you have a breakdown on the amounts for Herbert D. Jr. and Sr. and Daisy Katie, or does it really matter?
I don't think we do have a breakdown.
I don't, there's not a cost breakdown, just the total.
The total is the $32,000.
Yeah,
$32,000. So that can be allocated any way, I guess, among the three?
Yes.
Okay.
Any questions on those projects? The total amount on those, Jess, is $39,300?
$59,300.
The chair will entertain a motion if there's no questions.
Motion. This is Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Farley. Do we have a second?
Second. This is Brenda.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. We have a first and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing no opposition, the motion carries. Next, we have some chapter projects from Red Mesa. Herman, you or Minnie can speak to those, I assume?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Minnie.
Okay, I have 2, 4, 6, 7 people, housing clients on the list. First one is Helen Fosse. We're requesting for the amount of $5,000. It's an ongoing project. Ira Fosse, disabled client, $10,000, an ongoing project. Alberta Martin, low-income family, $5,000. It's an ongoing project. Yvonne Johnson, to complete her home, it's an ongoing project of $4,200. Merida Tapaha, it's an elderly, requesting for a renovation, $10,000. And also Billy Shorty, trying to get cabinets for to complete his house, ongoing project. And also I had Keith Yazzie, self-help, and he's allocated for $10,000. These are all chapter allocations for the total amount of $45,700. Asking for your approval.
Thank you, Minnie. Any questions on any of those?
Yeah, this is Brenda. Is there enough funds in their budget to be able to allocate for these projects?
Yes, there is.
Okay, so Ms. Tyson, then I'll motion to accept to approve the budget.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion from Brenda Brown to approve and a second from Rebecca Benally. Any questions on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
That sounds. Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. We also have a non-chapter request from the Red Mesa chapter. Minnie, can you speak to that for us, please?
Yes, it's a senior center building renovation to complete everything for to move back in for the amount of $41,612. That's how much we're requesting for. We kind of did a lot of renovations, doing the replacing the drywall, the insulation, the windows, and all of that, the men's, women's restrooms, and kind of extend some of the room areas. And we're ready to complete the whole thing, so we need some money to complete so they could move back in. Right now, they're using the Checker House kitchen. That's where they've been serving their people, the elderly kind. So maybe Herman can probably make some more comment on that.
Okay, I would only request for your approval of board members that you've been able to complete this project and able to have our local seniors. People to move back into the senior center, into their home, and able to have the congregated meals and activities to carry on forward from after it's completed. So after we complete our renovation, we're gonna rededicate the buildings, and we ask for if you ever have time when there's a day set aside to. Come on over to extend an invitation to you all to come for our rededicating the building.
Herman, I have a question.
Okay.
It's under your needs statement, under the scope of work, it says requesting to allocate $42,612 from NRF non-chapter as a reimbursement. So have you expended the money already from another source?
We did, Rebecca. We had some funds pulling out of our chapter account from CIO, chapter improvement, and also some of on general funds account. So we're also asking maybe put some, replenish some of those funds back into the account. But at least about maybe $2,000 that will complete a project. So we have all the copies of the checks and then a copy of all the material that was purchased. We have all that information that was given to Tony.
This is Brenda. Guess, do we have enough funds in the nonprofit chapter project?
Yes.
In non-chapter project?
Yes, there.
How much funds can we have in there?
There, right now, there is 42, and I want to point out that Red Mesa is requesting $42,612, not $41,612. And right now, in non-chapter, there's $42,617. So there's just barely enough to cover what they are requesting.
Okay, since we have enough funds, I motion to go ahead and approve that project funding.
Second.
We have a motion by Brenda Brown and a second by Rebecca Benally. Any questions on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. There were no further projects on the agenda. However, there was an item of board business. Tony Deish from the Navajo Trust Fund had recommended that we change our housing policy at our last meeting. If you look at the back page of your agenda, it's actually page 34, item number 10, it says each home shall receive no more than $100,000 in total public assistance. With inflation and such, the costs increasing, Tony recommended that amount be increased to $110,000. Having been duly noticed on the agenda, staff recommends that you go ahead and make that increase. So the chair would entertain a motion to amend that policy and increase the total amount to $110,000. Is there a motion?
Oh.
Okay. We can always table it.
We can. Can we just defer that to the next?
Yes,
meeting?
We are happy to do that. We will table that till the next meeting.
Please.
That should
okay.
be fine. Okay.
Are there any concerns about increasing that? Or?
So we just want to further talk about it, the chapter level and so forth. If that is the case, then yes, we will do that. But if not, then we'll just stay with the same amount at $100,000.
Board members, this is Rebecca. I did have questions on that housing policy. Number one, so who keeps track of if an individual has been helped in the last 20 years? So who keeps that tally so that one person doesn't get help within 20 years again?
Maury, can you address that? I don't know if you do that or someone else in your office.
We do keep track of all the expenditures that's gone on different projects, so I guess that would fall back to us.
Yes.
This is Herman. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If yours is in reference to one, go ahead, but I had another question on number six.
Yeah, I just want to, is there a motion to table? Or to...
At this point, we're having discussion. There hasn't been a motion to do anything at that point. At this point, Herman.
I'll go ahead and make the motion to defer it to the next meeting.
Is there a second to that motion?
To that matter, for a reason that I could just explain a little.
if we say 110 or 120,000, the people are going to think that, oh, that's how much I'm allowed or available to me.
Right.
And it's really a conflicting issue between the UNTS housing policy and the chapter housing policy. So we need to some way, somehow, to keep this in consistent as much as possible, that because in the matter of how much the total fund is made available, and that's what we need to really work with. So just like to say that, and for my second motion to Brenda.
Okay, so at this point we have a motion on the table by Brenda Brown with a second by Herman Farley to table any decisions on this. With that, Commissioner Benally, you had a question on item number 6, and then we'll vote on the motion.
Okay, it says match funding is recommended. The matching agency shall be identified, and commitment letters from each agency shall be included in the proposal package. What kind of infrastructure, homes, what does that refer to? Because if it's like including housing, a lot of times I don't see matching funds.
Correct. I believe the intent of that was to encourage any type of matching funding that you can get, whether that's from the Navajo Trust Fund, from NTUA, from the individual, labor, materials, anything that you could come up with would be encouraged by saying that it is recommended. It's not
okay.
Required.
Okay.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we have a motion on the table. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So that item will be tabled to our next meeting, which, can you tell us, Jess, when that next meeting is scheduled for?
The proposed schedule is January 17th, which is a Tuesday, at 1:30 via teleconference.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Is there any other board issues that we would like to put on the next agenda?
This is Brenda. We could have another special teleconference sooner than January if need to.
Absolutely.
Because I know Anna Chapter has had some couple projects or so that they needed to submit, but the deadline was just right upon them. So.
Yes, we're always amenable to doing a special meeting if necessary.
Okay, thank you.
Any other issues to come before the board? Well, again, I wish to thank everyone for making time, and we'll adjourn this meeting, and we'll reconvene January 17th or sooner if requested. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.